Okay, our next presentation is utilizing Dazimet to control Poa Annua in fairway renovations, and the presenter is Jacob Bravo.
Thank you for that introduction. Good morning. So this is going to be a little snapshot of some of my master's research from Michigan State University. So what you see behind me here is a fairway undergoing a reseeding process or a regrassing process, very common right now. And a common first step in this process is the soil sterilization of that upper seed bank, filled oftentimes with Poa annua seed. So what we were looking at with Dazimet is this: a fairway of this size, you superintendent's going to be under some pressure, not only because the fairway is massive and has sloping topography. So that presents a unique challenge in that you can't necessarily use a tarp to cover this as you would using a sterilant on, say, a green. So what we did was take a random complete block design study, two factors, first factor being rate of Dazimet, second factor being a reseeding interval of creeping bent grass back into this. That rate was used. We went from the label recommended rate and went beyond that to look at possible greater control if we increase that. And the reseeding aspect was to look at the label reentry period and see if there would be residual effects from that product. So I'll move right into results here. First, I want to focus on the creeping bent grass counts. So what you see on the first column there is means from 2016, 54 days after seeding, and then the column right next to that is means from 2017, 56 days after seeding. So about 2 months. We had no significant differences for either of those factors, rate or seeding interval. However, what you will see there is a great increase in germination count in 2017. The reason for that being, what we think the reason for that is, in 2017, this past year, we increased the amount of water that we applied post-seeding to these plots. That was after a chat with Dr. Rogers on the requirements for creeping bent grass establishment water. We put about 0.3 centimeters on daily that first year, and as you can see, had poor germination. So we increased that to four times daily, and we had great, almost 100% germination, but still saw no significant differences showing that staying within the label reentry period, there were no residual effects on creeping bent grass germination. So now to look at the Poa annua germination, we saw a significant difference in that rate treatment, or in the rate. You can see, especially in the control untreated plots, as well as compared to the higher 587 rate there, you can see high amounts of Poa annua in that control and in that control plot. And then we got some control with the high rate. However, at about 25 that's 25 plants per 0.1 square meters, and so that's not what we would call effective control. So we'd be looking for potentially greater, looking at potentially greater rates. I forgot to mention 54 days. This is on the left here. That's 54 days after seeing in 2016, and 13 days after seeing in 2017. That is when we had our significant differences. Our thinking for that, again, going back to that watering difference, we think that that water increased Poa annua pressure early on is potentially why we didn't see significant differences later on this past summer, 2017. And that I just want to mention as well, you can see a logically linear decreasing from the control down to the highest rate as you would expect. So with that, just with what we have, our data from this this work, we're excited to kind of continue on using this machine right here, the Coro Field Top Maker. We want to look at this compared with the DASMIT treatment and their ability to control Poa annua, as well as maybe a combination of the both of them. With that, just like to thank a few people, Dr. Silcox and the AMVAC Chemical Company, Michigan Turfgrass Foundation, the Hancock Turfgrass Research Center staff, and my committee.